He's a big deal, especially when it comes to snowboarding. U.S. snowboard team physician has been named partner of a local orthopedics practice. Let's talk to you, Dr. Carl Wirks, specializing in hip arthroscopic intervention and more. Dr. Wirks, Carl, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Glad you're here. Are you a snowboarder yourself?
Absolutely. I love it.
Oh, man, you practice what you preach. And yet those guys and perhaps... Do gals participate in? I know they snowboard. I'm not going there. But are they involved in a Team USA event?
Absolutely,
too?
Good, they are.
Good. And the most the damages occur, why? Why does a snowboarder need a orthopedic physician?
Well, when these athletes are launching themselves 30, 40 feet in the air, it's pretty easy to come down awkwardly or hit yourself wrong. So a lot of their injuries are an impact.
Well, glad that you have done that. I'll ask, pick your brain on those interventions, but bringing it locally, you are now as a partner with West Michigan Orthopedics that has been just recently announced, and I know that your talents would be put to use. What's been, first of all, Carl, your general career journey, and why did you choose this niche?
Right. My path right now is sports orthopedics, and that's something that evolved just out of my own interests as an athlete and helping to get people back to doing things that they enjoy. So some of my training is that I did my residency at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, Maryland, and then had the opportunity to do a focused, specialized year of training called a fellowship in sports medicine in Vail, Colorado.
Do you work only with sports injuries?
My focus is really hip, and so I'll do hip replacements as well. Probably about 75% of my practice is with sports injuries, primarily with the hip arthroscopy.
Great. Give me a 101 of West Michigan Orthopedics. Where are you located?
It's at 1000 East Paris Avenue, right by the Cascade exit. And I joined two great partners, Carl Roberts and Pat Zietz.
And a partner means, of course, you're a big deal, but you're still practicing.
Still practicing, yes.
Obviously, we want your talents. Let's talk about the specialization of hip arthroscopic procedures. What is it and how is it different than what I may get in Chicago now that you're here locally? Thank you.
Right, yeah. The hip arthroscopy procedures really evolved quite a bit over the last 10 to 20 years as a minimally invasive way to treat hip pain in active people. The traditional surgery required what they call a surgical hip dislocation, which was a large surgery, probably bigger than what people get today for a total hip replacement. And hip arthroscopy addresses often like a cartilage tear in the hip or some bony shape mismatch between the ball and the socket, and allows people who are active, who have hip pain, to continue to be active.
Do you have an age range that is typical in your treatment?
Yeah, there's no specific cutoffs, but I would say generally about 15 years of age to about 45 or 50 years of age.
What is the invasiveness of your treatment? Will I leave with a scar?
There's two tiny nick incisions around the hip. One's on the side of the hip and one's a little bit more in the front.
Outpatient versus inpatient?
We perform the surgery as an outpatient. So you go home the same day and actually start physical therapy the day after surgery.
That's a good answer that you mentioned. What is the role of physical therapy?
I rely heavily on the therapist with whom I work to really help the patients regain the muscle strength and the muscle balance around the hip joint following the surgery. And initially, they work with the patients to restore normal hip motion and then restoring normal gait pattern and normal strength and then normal endurance. And that whole process usually takes about 3 to 4 months before athletes are able to return back to their sport of choice.
Because as that is the goal, to get us back to sports function.
Right, yeah. This is really a quality of life injury. And, a lot of people are suffering not only not being able to do the sports they want, but having pain with normal daily activities or not being able to sleep well at night.
Yes. Are you... Are you still working with the U.S. snowboard team at all?
I do. I usually travel with them and doing one trip a year, usually for about a week.
And you also provided sideline coverage for Major League Baseball's Baltimore Orioles as well as their high school teams. That must have been kind of cool.
Yeah, that was a blast, being a part of the Orioles team. They're a great team, doing very well this year, obviously. And I did that during my residency when I was in Baltimore. Being able to go down to the clubhouse, being introduced to the players and evaluate and provide some treatment with them in coordination with their team doctors, great.
So how do I prevent, nothing personal, but having to come to your office? Is there a way to prevent, I mean, obviously we know about trauma.
Right.
You know, you do your best, but am I messing my hips up by all my triathlons, duathlons, marathons, and more?
Right, yeah, I do see a lot of runners and triathlons. Overall, the predominance of injuries in high hip flexion athletes like soccer players, hockey players, gymnasts, or ballet dancers. There are some traumatic injuries which are difficult to avoid, but I would say the majority of injuries we see in people are kind of overuse type injuries where people start to feel pain and then just keep pushing and pushing. What I would say to people is if you're starting to feel pain in the groin or around the hip, you know, back off and give your body a chance to recover and heal.
Are you a big believer in icing?
I think ice can be helpful for pain, but it's not really going to be curative. It provides kind of a numbing effect, but the hip joint is quite a deep joint, and it can be difficult for that ice to really penetrate all the way into the joint itself.
Kind of back to why you are doing what you are doing, and I mentioned not having to go to Chicago or perhaps Detroit for this. How unique will you be performing this procedure here in West Michigan?
Yeah, hip arthroscopy has really been my passion since I started my practice in West Michigan in 2010. And I've just had the opportunity to have excellent training in that during my fellowship. But, you know, that's really my area of expertise, and I'm not aware of anybody else locally who's really focusing on that as their main area of specialty. So I try to stay on the cutting edge of that, and I'm involved in speakers bureaus and education, and I have instructional videos that I'm able to kind of go and help other doctors learn how to do this procedure.
And what was your sport as an athlete?
I played mostly soccer growing up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Any hip pain?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to do an evaluation on you and see you. And in general, as we look to say goodbye, Dr. Wirks, if one feels he or she needs your assist, do I need to go through a family physician prior to a specialty appointment?
Most patients are able to just call our office and schedule an appointment directly. It is somewhat variable on insurance, but you know, I would suggest just giving our office a call, and we should be able to get you scheduled.
So snowboarding, will you take to Canonsburg come the weather time?
Yeah, absolutely. I love Canonsburg. I have young kids, so it's fun to get them out there at a young age and get them started. And hopefully in the future we'll be able to do bigger mountains as well.
Great. Well, congratulations, you having been named a partner with West Michigan Orthopedics and your niche in the hip arthroscopic world. This innovative, minimally invasive procedure that does repair, damaged hip joints. So I'm not going to stop what I'm doing, so keep your number.
All right.
How do we
Sounds
find
good.
Out more information, Dr. Wirks?
Our website is wmortho.net. It'd be the easiest way, and all the office contact information is there.
Great. Take care. Take care of those hands.
All right. I will do. Thank you, Shelley.
Helping others. You're welcome.